This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney are underway at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. During the talks, both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars, including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. Earlier in the morning, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his commitment towards charting a forward-looking partnership. Later, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum. The United States military has confirmed the destruction of the headquarters of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in a large-scale strike. In a statement, U.S. Central Command described the action as cutting off the head of the snake. In a public post on Truth Social platform, President Donald Trump said the U.S. military destroyed 9 Iranian naval ships. Trump further informed that in a different attack, the U.S. largely destroyed Iran's naval headquarters.
We have hit hundreds of targets in Iran, including Revolutionary Guard facilities, Iranian air defense systems, knocked out 9 ships plus their naval building. The entire military command is gone as well, and many of them want to surrender into saving their lives. Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons.
The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have slammed Iran's missile attacks, calling it indiscriminate and disproportionate. In a joint statement, the leaders of E3 countries have extended their support to the US. The comments came hours after the UK said a Royal Air Force Typhoon fighter shot down an Iranian drone heading towards Qatar. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer agreed to a US request to use British military bases for defensive strikes on Iranian missile sites.
The United States has requested permission to use British bases for that specific and limited defensive purpose. We have taken the decision to accept this request to prevent Iran firing missiles across the region, killing innocent civilians, putting British lives at risk, and hitting countries that have not been involved.
Air India has issued a travel advisory in view of the current situation in West Asia. The airline has extended the suspension of all flights to and from the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar today till the end of the day. Additionally, select flights to Europe scheduled today have also been cancelled. These flights include journeys from Amritsar to Birmingham, Delhi to Zurich, Delhi to Copenhagen and from Birmingham to Delhi. Afghanistan's Defence Ministry today announced that its Air Force has conducted what it described as precise and coordinated aerial operations against multiple Pakistani military installations. In a statement on social media, it said the strikes were aimed at major Pakistani military facilities, including Noor Khan Air Base in Rawalpindi, 12th Division headquarters in Quetta, and Khwazai Camp in Mohmand Agency of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Afghanistan further claimed that several other strategic command centers across Pakistan were also targeted during the operation. Global oil prices have jumped after the U.S. and Israel launched attacks on Iran over the weekend. Brent crude Wood and NYMEX light sweet oil both jumped by more than 10% when energy markets opened this morning in Asia. Brent crude was up by almost 9% to $79.30 a barrel, while NYMEX was around 8.5% higher at $72.70. Indian equity market today witnessed major downfall at the opening of the market due to conflict in West Asia. Later, the market recovered sharply. However, Sensex and Nifty are still down over 1.6%. And with that, we end this news bulletin.